I want to show you some advanced techniques in Link concerning debugging, the advanced query shaping, and some server-side paging. I've got a slightly enhanced Northwind data model where we have the same category and products relationship, but you can see I have a many-to-many relationship between the order and the product table through the order details table. So let's close that and go to our default page. Actually, I can just go straight to, before I go straight to the source code, let's drop in a grid view, which you've seen me do a couple times. The nice thing about Link is that the queries returned by the database context, in this case, the Northwind data context, the queries returned by this from PN products support the IEnumerable interface, which is handy because that's how we've been doing this data binding. All the ASP.NET server-side controls, like the grid view, support binding through objects that return the IEnumerable interface, which is what we have here. This is why we've been able to do this. Oops, data source, data bind. Oh, okay. You've seen this before. This is just, let me just make sure everything's wired up correctly. Okay, good. Really simple. So we have a lot of rows here. Let me do something here. Let's bring in that query earlier where we had the category name equals beverages. Now the only way to resolve, you can see my roots, C#. Okay, the only way to resolve this query is to do a join over to the category table. In fact, that's exactly what's going on here behind the scenes. If I set a breakpoint here, let's actually jump in and see what query is happening. We can hover over product. If I hit that little hourglass or magnifying glass, I can see we have a query joining the product table to the category table. Good. And in fact, you can see beverages is being passed in as a parameter. We can execute this directly and see the results, which make it handy to see what's going on. And we'll continue that out through completion. Great. Okay, let me extend this a bit. We'll change this query up a little bit. Let's pull back a bit more the product ID, also the product name. But now I'll create a column called number of orders, and that will come from the order details using a count. So this will count the number of rows there. In fact, I want not everything, not just beverages, I really want everything here, because otherwise I won't get that many rows back just from beverages. So we have the number of orders and finally the revenue coming from the order details as well. Well, here's a case where I want to use this feature aggregate, which is part of VB9. So let's bring the revenue from aggregate, the detail from the order details, build that from the sum of the detail unit price times the quantity. Good. Okay, so we have a bit more of a complicated query. Let's see how this looks. So there we go. We can see that chai, there's 38 orders for chai for a total revenue of $14,277. Now there's lots of rows being returned here. The next feature I want to show you is the ability to page that data on the server. Something that we do a lot in the web when we have a long list of return results. We want to be able to skip through to a particular row and only show, say, the first 10 results. And the way we would do that is we take the resulting query right here, product, and call skip. We'll skip to row 50 and take the first 10 results. Hopefully I have at least 50. Yeah, here we go. So we skip through and take only the first 10. Now the way you might use this in your system is let's create a method called protected sub bind products, and this will take by value a starting row. And I'll copy all this, or actually just move it down here, and I'll parameterize that 50 as a starting row. Okay. We'll set up our row as an integer coming from, let me convert it. It's coming from the request query string. The starting row. And then we'll just pass that to bind products. So there's our first 10, and I can set the start row now equal to 40, and it jumps through. Works great. Now, when I first saw this, I thought, because this code, you can see right here, we do our query, and then we skip the starting row and take the next 10. I thought, well, we've already done the query. How's this working? Well, Link uses a model of deferred execution. It allows you to set up the query the way you want it to, maybe over multiple lines, or even allows you to do what we're looking at right now. But we're not actually going to execute the query until it's needed, and that's the deferred execution model. So this is a very efficient way to set up more of a complex query shape here. And as you saw, the debugging that was built in is really handy. And of course, the server side row skipping is going to be very useful for web applications.